Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm He Jian. The theme of this year's World Environment Day is Solutions to Plastic Pollution. And last week, representatives from nearly 180 countries met in Paris to discuss a UN treaty to end plastic pollution. China's 14th five-year plan calls for better recycling of waste plastic and the promotion of alternative green materials. But as Timothy Pope reports, the problem is a global one and is proving hard to solve.
Despite knowing for years that we need to reduce our reliance on plastics, they're still almost impossible to escape in everyday life.
According to data provider Statista, more than 500 million people across China use online food delivery services. That's tens to hundreds of millions of packages like this one being opened every day. And as you can see, plastic packaging is the norm. Today's lunch is Dongbei-style dumplings with a few side dishes. And you can see there's plastic all over it. We've got plastic packaging for the dumplings themselves, plastic packaging for the side dishes, plastic packaging as well for the dipping sauces.
Every single day, 30,000 tons of plastic leaks into the ocean.
Zhang Yimo is the Beijing-based director of the World Wildlife Fund's Oceans and Plastics Program. He says the work being done by the UN member nations is crucial.
It was a plan that after five sessions of international negotiation committees discussion that we hopefully can get an ambitious treaty that aims to end up and the plastic pollution for the world. So we just finished the second one, and we think still WF think it's we got some tangible progress in this process. Most countries call for a high ambitious treaty, and hopefully it's legal binding.
In 2021, China banned plastic drinking straws and single-use plastic bags. And while in big cities like Shanghai, the transition away from plastic and towards other materials like cardboard or bamboo polymer drinking straws has been pretty quick, single-use plastic bags are still extremely common. So are incentives and pleas to be more mindful of the environment enough to turn companies away from so much unnecessary plastic?
Li Yue from PwC says globally there are more sustainability standards requiring companies to take action.
In terms of the plastic issue, it's not that easy to solve, as you can see. First, the companies need to conduct a thorough life cycle assessment of the alternative solutions to see if it's actually a better alternative solution in terms of the environmental impact and the social impact. And also the company need to conduct a financial assessment to see if they can afford it.
In 2019, the WWF put the total societal cost of a single year's global plastic production at $3.7 trillion. But the financial costs of switching to more environmentally friendly materials are still more easily borne by larger companies. WWF says more attention needs to be focused on the smaller companies, which make up the bulk of the Chinese economy, to help them ditch plastics too.
We know that there's economic uncertainty, and it might cause difficulties for a company just to switch to use other substitutes of single-use plastic. But I think we can also take this as an opportunity to reduce the costs and find more business opportunities from that.
We're seeing more and more customers in China, they have raised awareness in plastic pollutions, and I think the company is also seeing that, and they're aware of that, and that's one of the main reasons they're taking actions.
The decision to prioritize the environment and say no to unnecessary plastic is ultimately everyone's to make. Timothy Pope, Money Talks.